losing their job, losing their income, even losing...
It certainly is unprecedented in the impact that it's had around the world.
Thanks for joining us. I know we're surrounded by uncertainty. It feels like everything is changing.
Julian Huxley once wrote that the basic elements in cultural transmission and transformation are psychological. This is how we change. Since time immemorial, high rituals have been performed to transform reality. Ritual, a spiritual psychodrama of conscious, deliberate actions taken to facilitate change. Changes to the whole of the environment people exist in, starting with the mental landscape of the people themselves, the place where our reality is first born a dream. Artist Sharon Devlin once bluntly described the true purpose of ritual as being a method to alter one's mind. It's a sacred drama in which you are the audience as well as the participant, and the purpose of it is to activate parts of the mind that are not activated by everyday activity, she said. The mechanics of change through mechanism, a rhythm to sink to, merge and flow with, a magnetic drawing one down the path toward transmutation. Rituals are vehicles driving home those ideas, the information, the data, the symbols, which upon transmission create the language by which new society members communicate after they are initiated. This new language imparts a new understanding through definitions the ritual generates, meaning pegged to signposts of its own self-referential process, even if the original purpose gets lost in the repetition of action. A ritual initiation introduces and inducts one into the way, a new way of life or worldview, a program to guide beliefs and actions, enabling the initiate to become a full and true member of the new society. Note that ritual is not always a conscious action. Not everyone partaking in a ritual is always made explicitly aware that they are participants. And yet still, new patterns of thought, of significance, are drummed in, conscious or not.
Ladies and gentlemen, this commercial is going to use subliminal advertising.
An initiation ritual typically involves three stages. See if any of this sounds familiar to you.
Because this is going to be transformative.
First, isolation for purification. The initiate is separated from the mundane. Did you know mundane means of the world?
All has been canceled. Social events have been postponed.
The initiate is largely removed from the otherwise familiar persons, places, and things one is used to in order to be cleared of them.
Stay home. Protect yourself. Protect our system. Stay home. Everyone must stay at home. We have to stay home because if we don't...
Detached and insulated. Purged. Purified.
An extraordinary time where we have to stay home. We have to stay physically distant from the ones we love.
How we can change our day-to-day life to avoid direct face-to-face contact.
Try and keep yourself away from people as much as possible.
An essential element of this separation from one's typical environment is the suspension of the normal rules of living that one is used to. The normal way.
Normality, as it was before, will not come back.
Much of the initiate's senses will be commanded and regulated at this time. In other words, the majority of what the initiate sees, hears, smells, touches, and tastes, if directly related, is deliberately controlled. These senses may be bombarded, modified, limited, or deprived. But regardless, perceptions and experiences are ultimately overseen by the high priests and priestesses directing the ritual's performance, enabling new light to shine through a newly opened window of thought.
Every generation has a higher purpose. Ours is to stay home.
With nowhere else to go except where allowed, the insulated, isolated initiate may be forced to confront his or her own reflection and inner shadows that have been ignored or buried somewhere deep beneath the average day-to-day suddenly become unavoidable. Triggers detonated. Another purge. Just as they involve surrender, initiation rituals may also involve sacrifice. Both the tangible that can be held in a hand and the intangible, such as behaviors, may be given up by requirement.
We're forced to change our routines, lifestyles, and habits, and many will be desperate for life to go back.
After all, for something to be given, something must also be taken. A token of submission, an ounce of blood, a pound of clay to be remolded.
Society will undergo a radical transformation.
Whether dramatically overt or deceitfully subtle, the ritual reinterprets. A new definition given. Training in the form of new behaviors and knowledge, including myths and codes.
Our world is filled with codes, pacts, user agreements, subliminal messages.
Necessary for new members to function properly in the society they are being inducted into, are all imbued at this time. Repetition is typical, as its use helps hammer the spell home.
A new normal.
We have to accept a new normal.
The wearing of masks may be required. Masking has traditionally played an important role in rituals of this kind.
Meantime, New York City has joined Los Angeles, advising residents to cover their faces. Well, we've already seen a big jump in the number of people wearing masks.
Well, they've announced that to anybody who is flying on the plane is going to be having to wear a mask. See here right behind me, about half the folks in line at this market basket right now are wearing masks.
Oh.
Today there was a mandate that went into effect across the entire country to wear a mask.
Enabling and hastening the suppression of ego to help facilitate a death of the old identity before the identification with and manifestation of a new one. Disguised under a mask and hidden away, the initiate is more easily able to transcend the self, pushed further toward that invisible line between the physical and spiritual realms.
The fear that we have, the anxiety that we have, that's not just going to go away.
Trauma is another aspect of this kind of initiation, and most especially to personalize the fear of death. Sometimes the act of dying is even ceremonially role-played. The dark beyond the darkness. The yawning abyss.
Oh.
I thought I was going to die, and I've never been faced with death before.
Only after death is confronted can the initiate be symbolically resurrected, reborn anew.
To go to sleep in one world and wake up in another.
While the process that is playing out is quite coordinated and sophisticated in reality, it may be executed in a purposefully confusing manner.
Thanks for joining us. I know we're surrounded by uncertainty. It feels like everything is changing.
So that the goalposts seem to keep moving back and forth, up and down, here, now, there, rendering the initiate unable to find solid mental ground from which to make logical sense of anything. This disorientation is key. The uncertain timing generates a general anxiety, further removing the initiate from reality and leaving him or her more susceptible to a type of Pavlovian conditioning. This weakens the defenses just as a virus would, only this has the potential to break down the individual much more completely than a virus would.
I know we're surrounded by uncertainty.
Whatever the finer details, the previous way of life is shed like an old skin. At the end that comes before the beginning, the change begins. This is the second phase, the transition.
It's liminal time or liminal space. The word liminal literally means a threshold, that we're on a threshold of a new time, a new way of doing things in our society, that there's going to be some transformation.
As the old self symbolically dies and passes away, the initiate descends into a state of liminality, a sort of fever dream purgatory nowhere land, the void in the middle. Thus, the old self dies as the initiate is purified. Now a white room, a blank canvas washed and primed and desperate for paint, a tabula rasa. At the same time his old existence and way of life dies, the initiate transcending it is gradually being processed, reprogrammed, and incorporated into his or her new environment.
Because this is going to be transformative. It is going to be transformative on a personal basis, on a social basis, on a systems basis. We're never going to be the same again.
Reformed, reconstituted, and rebirthed into the new world that awaits at the end of the tunnel.
As a society, beyond just this immediate situation, we should start looking forward to understand how this experience is going to change us, or how it should change us.
This is the final phase of the ritual, integration.
It's too early to say that we're looking at something closer to a reformation.
We're waking up to the new normal.
When do we get back to normal? I don't think we get back to normal.
This is an extraordinary time where we have to accept a new normal.
Society will undergo a radical transformation.
And if you're feeling alone, just remember, we are alone together.
Oh.
Does any of this sound familiar now?